searching for a heart of gold, and I'm getting old.
After Nashville Skyline and Harvest, which were really, I guess, the two excursions by popular music artists into the country recording field. They were just taken as works, you know. It was just, at that time, it was just like a thing that we did. We did that, we went there and we played, and it sounded good because we wrote songs and they sounded like songs being played by people who, you know, country music is based on songs and songs about people and everything. So it really all fit together real well.
Oh man.
Hi, this is Neil Young in the studio for Harvest.
In 1977, John Rockwell of the New York Times wrote that along with Bob Dylan, the most important rock composer and performer that North America had produced was Neil Young. And that was 2 years before Young would close out the decade with the five-star effort Rust Never Sleeps. So in the decade of the 70s, it's hard to think of a rock musician who had more impact than Neil Young. By then, Dylan's most influential music had come and gone, and Bruce Springsteen's glory days were still ahead. It's no wonder that the Village Voice named Neil Young as the 1970s rock artist of the decade. In commercial terms, Young's most successful solo album was Harvest, released in February 1972. That album went all the way to number one, and so did the single Heart of Gold. Bob Dylan's Nashville Skyline in 1969 was one of the first rock albums to incorporate successfully the sound and style of Nashville musicians. The popularity of Neil Young's Harvest 3 years later signaled the beginning of a full-blown musical trend that would become known as country rock. On his tour bus, I asked Neil Young if he was at all aware of being a musical innovator when he released the Harvest album.
After Nashville Skyline and Harvest, which were really, I guess, the two excursions by popular music artists into the country recording field, they were just taken as works, you know. It was just, at that time, it was just like a thing that we did. We did that, and we went there and we played, and it sounded good because we wrote songs, and they sounded like songs being played by people who... You know, country music is based on songs and songs about people. It really all fit together real well.
Calling. the wall, they make me look up from her big brass bed. Now I'm running down the road, trying to stay up somewhere.
On a Weekend by Neil Young from the Harvest album, recorded in Nashville with Kenny Buttrey on drums, Tim Drummond on bass, and pedal steel guitar player Ben Keith. Neil Young was only 24 when he began recording the songs for Harvest, but he had already created an astonishing body of work, first with Buffalo Springfield, then as part of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. Harvest was Neil's fourth solo album as well, capping off an incredible prolific period. Between 1969 and 1971, Neil Young had been involved in five separate albums, including his 1970 classic After the Gold Rush.
Really, how the Harvest album started was I was on the road doing an acoustic tour behind After the Gold Rush. After the Gold Rush had peaked a year or so earlier, and I hadn't played. I'd written all these songs. I was doing Heart of Gold, Old Man, Man Needs a Maid, Needle and Damage Done, There's a World, and I used to get reviews for the show that they'd mention that the new songs lacked the depth of the earlier work that I did that was so successful and signified probably that I was at the end of my career. If they don't know what it is, and it hasn't been proven to them that it's a total commercial success, then it lacks depth. And if they can't tell what it is before I do it, then it doesn't mean anything. Generally, that's the kind of what I get from most reviews. So it's always risky to go out and do new things if you're concerned about the reviews and everything, which obviously a lot of people are. But it doesn't really matter to me because I'm not in the competition to be number one or to be hip or whatever. I think I've transcended that whole problem just by being able to continue for so long that no one can really say that I wasn't happening, because I must be happening or I wouldn't be happening. Here I am.
It's a new song about it's a Broadway musical, and some people look at their life and say, well, my life's like a movie, and then they talk about what scenes went down. In some movies, there's tunes, this is like a show tune from my movie. was thinking that maybe I'd get a maid, find a place nearby for her to stay, just someone to keep my house clean, fix my meals and go away. A friend, a man feels afraid, a
searching for a heart of gold, and I'm getting old. It keeps me searching for a heart of gold, and I'm getting old. I wanna live, I wanna give. I've been a miner for a heart of gold.
Those were new songs then, the medley of A Man Needs a Maid and Heart of Gold,
from a complete acoustic show filmed at Toronto's Massey Hall in 1971. It was released a couple of years ago on CD and on DVD from Neil Young's private archives.
Just before woman's liberation came down the pike, Man Needs a Maid was... We came up with that. I've actually skated right through with that. Haven't really taken much flack on that one. A man needs a maid. And I think there's something to be said for that. Robin Hood would have said that. I don't see Robin Hood as being a male chauvinist pig. Jack and I went on to London, where we cut live with the London Symphony Orchestra, and I wanted to cut a few things to add a little extra into the sound of the album. So we cut live with the London Symphony Orchestra there. Those two songs, A Man Needs a Maid and There's a World.
Because he continued to tour, it took more than a year to record the various songs that would eventually appear on Harvest. At least half of the album was recorded in Nashville, and those first sessions included appearances by two new stars then, James Taylor and Linda Ronstadt.
We went and did the Johnny Cash show there, and that's where James and Linda were. And we figured, well, since we got all these people around and everything, maybe we can cut some things and have them sing on them. They actually, James was playing banjo on Old Man. He was playing my guitar banjo that we have here. I don't think he played on Heart of Gold. I think they just sang. Him and Linda sang on those. It was just, I happened to be on the road. I had the songs. Everybody met that day. James and Linda were there, which kind of gave me the idea, if I put the tracks down, I'll be able to get those two to sing on it. And then we get it together, then it'll be good. So we tried it out and it worked.
Neil Young hurriedly gathered some Nashville session musicians to record these road-tested songs. Now, in 1971, only The Byrds' Sweetheart of the Rodeo, The Flying Burrito Brothers, The Grateful Dead's Working Man's Dead, and the aforementioned Bob Dylan Nashville Skyline had flirted with pedal steel guitar in a rock band. So I asked Neil Young how he came to use pedal steel player Ben Keith on the Harvest sessions.
We were just running it down, and at that time I said, well, we don't have color. We don't have a color in there. All we have is acoustic and a bass, and it's like real, it's like all one sound. It's all bottom with a little tinky-tink acoustic. I want to hear some color and something, you know, like a steel or electric guitar or something like that. And then somebody said, well, let's just...
Tim, I think.
Yeah, Drummond. Said, let's get Ben, you know. So we called you up, and Ben came down. And as I remember, I think the first thing we cut was Old Man. I remember just talking to you for a minute, just saying, just when we get to the chorus, you played a harmonic, a big long harmonic, and I said, God, that sounds good. I think you were tuning or something. I said, he's tuning, and he hit this harmonic. Everything was sounding good, all the big wide long note. And I said, well, just every time I get to the D, just do that. Just do a D on that, and we'll just play that all the way through the whole chorus. Just that one note. I don't want to hear too much. Just one note. Just a sound, you know, a color. And then under the changes, just play the chords, you know. And then Ben did it, and it's a style. It just, you know, it just happened. And then we used the same style for everything. We did it on Heart of Gold. We did the same basic idea, and that's just the way Ben plays.
My life, I'm a lot like you were. Old man, look at my life, 24 and there's so much more. Live alone in a paradise that makes me think of two. Love lost such a cost. Give me things that don't get lost, like a coin that won't get tossed, rolling home to you. Thank you. to mean that much to you. I've been first and last. Look at how the time goes past. But I'm all alone at last, rolling home to you.
James Taylor on banjo. That's Neil Young from the Harvest album with Old Man. Neil Young told me about the song's real-life inspiration.
The old man on my ranch, his name was Louis Avila. And when I bought my ranch, he was there. He had been working for the previous owners. And he was a great old guy and used to drive me around. First, when I went down there, I was only in my early 20s. And he was about 65, and he used to drive me around in this blue Jeep, which I still have. When I first went down to my ranch, he drove me around and showed it to me. And he said, "How does a guy like you have enough money to buy a ranch like this?" And I said, "Well, I'm just lucky, I guess." And he said, "Well, it must be more than luck, because it's a lot of money." And I said, "Well, you might have something there, but I don't know how I got it. Anyway, I'm going to be buying this place." And then he stayed on for a couple of years, and that song was for him.
According to Neil Young's assistant, Louis Avila passed away only in 2006. So by my calculations, that would have made Louis close to 100 years old when he died. Now that's a life that deserves to be immortalized in song. When we come back, you'll find out how the recording sessions for Harvest migrated to England and on to a barn in Northern California. Stay with us on InTheStudio.net and follow In The Studio on Facebook. I'm Redbeard with Neil Young for the anniversary of the album. Rolling Stone magazine ranks at number 78 on its top 500 greatest albums of all time. That's Harvest. I'm Redbeard. The first recording sessions for the Harvest album were in February 1971 in Nashville. Then Young continued the acoustic tour that's now documented in the Massey Hall, Toronto DVD and CD. But Neil returned to Nashville in April of 71 for more recording during a break in the tour.
Then I came through again, came back about three months later or something after the tour, and we cut out on the weekend and Harvest and one other one, I think. No, that's what we did. We did two the first time, three or four of which we used to, Old Man and Heart of Gold. And then the next ones was Out of the Weekend and Harvest. Those two we cut the second time with John Harris on piano.
Did I see you down in a young girl's town with your mother in so much pain? I was almost there at the top of the stairs with her screaming in the rain. Did she wake you up to tell you that it was only a change of plan? Dream up, let me fill your cup with the promise of a man. Did I see walking with the boys, though it was not hand in hand? And was some black face in a lonely place when you could understand? Did she wake you up to tell you that it was only a change? Of a man. she wake you up to tell you that it was only a change of plan? Dream up, let me fill your cup with the promise of a man. Dream up, let me fill your cup with the promise of a man.
That's the title song from Harvest, a song Neil Young wrote in London but recorded in Nashville. Young's decision to record there was important not only for him, but as it turned out for the musicians who worked in Nashville. Pedal steel guitar player Ben Keith, who later would be the namesake of one of Neil's sons, comments.
Yeah, it was a time for Nashville. It was going through a change because country music was at a standstill right at that time. People were looking for a new type of sound, and this was it.
Yeah, and it was, at that time, you know, if we'd have done it 8 years later, they would have called it country, and they would have said, Neil went country. That's what they would have said, you know. Back then, they weren't labeling everything.
After the Nashville sessions, Young returned to his Broken Arrow Ranch in Northern California to record songs that had more of a rock and roll feel. The photo on the cover of Harvest is from those sessions done in his barn. On the DVD release of Harvest, there's a 16mm home movie interview of an almost childlike Neil Young out behind that barn recording studio during the making of Harvest that reveals Neil already grappling with new wealth and fame and how they seem to be changing the way people relate to him.
It's my barn. We cut in my barn. We cut Words, Alabama, and Are You Ready for the Country in my barn. We recorded there with a truck, and it sounded good. Good sound. And then, so that's where we did three songs. We cut for two or three days there. We were making a movie, Journey Through the Past, there at the same time. So in that movie, Journey Through the Past, you can see the barn sessions where we were cutting Alabama and Are You Ready for the Country and Words. And those three songs are in that movie. Not the same takes, I don't think, that were used on the record, but takes either before or right after the same, you know, basically the same session. It was 16mm filming us playing, and that's how we make the records, of course, we sit down and play. And they filmed it. We weren't lip-syncing at that time. That's before anybody thought that it was possible to lip-sync while you were recording.
Cadillac has got a wheel in the ditch.
song Alabama was recorded in September 1971 in Neil Young's barn on his Broken Arrow Ranch in Northern California. It appears on the Harvest album. It would soon be immortalized by an unknown band named Lynyrd Skynyrd as the inspiration for their answer song in 1974. Still to come, Neil Young's biggest hit. Follow us in the studio on Facebook and visit inthestudio.net of Neil Young's number one album from 1972, Harvest. Neil Young had never had a hit single prior to this, but the songs Old Man and particularly Heart of Gold certainly changed that. Heart of Gold went to number one, driving the Harvest album to the top as well. Heart of Gold had been recorded at that first Nashville recording session. Neil Young and the late Ben Keith are reminiscing with me on board Neil's tour bus here.
On Heart of Gold, there's some guy was there, and I don't know who he was, but he played the little harmonic guitar. He played the high harmonics in Heart of Gold, you know, it starts with that clink.
That's right. Who was
it? I don't know. He never got mentioned. We forgot all about it. And I'd like to say I'm very sorry that we forgot about you, and I know you know you were there, and it was an important thing. It was.
He just came in off the street, I guess, and whipped that lick on us.
He whipped that lick and left a lick of gold, and then he was gone, and that guy is, he's the gold marauder. No one knows who he was, what he did, but the guy's great. Thank you very much. Your check's in the mail.
Young has always been ambivalent about the success of Heart of Gold, writing in the handwritten liner notes on his 1977 decade anthology, and I quote, "Heart of Gold put me in the middle of the road. Traveling there soon became a bore, so I headed for the ditch. A rougher ride, but I saw more interesting people there," end quote. Neil Young had no expectations of anything from Harvest being a huge pop hit, and he seemed somewhat uncomfortable when several of the songs became exactly that.
I think it's just not wanting to be what everybody thought I should be. Once I had a hit, I knew that the thing that you're supposed to do then is to do the hit again, come out with the same sound again. Right away, I knew I didn't want to do that.
you're knocking at my cellar door. I love you, baby, can I have some more? Ooh, the damage done. I hit the city and I lost my band. I watched the needle take another man. Gone, gone, the damage done. I sing the song because I love the man. I know that some of you don't understand. Milk blood to keep from running out. I've seen the needle and the damage done. A little part of it in everyone. But every junkie's like a setting sun.
The Needle and the Damage Done is a live UCLA performance on that formative 1971 solo tour. Neil Young would, unfortunately, revisit the subject of heroin addiction again on his next album, Tonight's the Night, after the 1972 overdose death of Crazy Horse guitarist Danny Whitten. 4 decades later, Neil Young is characteristically modest about Harvest's influence.
It was just part of an ongoing evolution of music. I don't know what kind of influence it had. I never really thought about it that way. Country kind of started coming in a couple of years later after that. Country started becoming pretty hip. In the mid-70s, country kind of made a big, big move towards the middle of the road. And it became like soft country and all this stuff. And pop went sort of towards country, and country came towards pop.
Less a rhetorical musical question and more of an all-access pass to mainstream success to follow by musicians as diverse as Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Pure Prairie League, the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Charlie Daniels, and the Marshall Tucker Band. That's the prescient Are You Ready for the Country? Neil Young has continued to surprise and amaze us ever since, always changing and often challenging us. Keeping up with Neil hasn't always been easy, but never boring and always worth the ride.
It all has to do with much more than the kind of music you're playing. It has to do with how old your audience is. It has to do with how committed your audience is to you as an artist and how new the situation is. The situation was new between me and my audience. I'd had my audience for a couple of years, maybe 3 years at the most. All of the work I'd done up to that point had been within a 2.5 to 3 year period, right up to Harvest. So everybody was on it together with me, and we were all locked in together, and it was just a time in our lives. So whatever I did, I think it would have been accepted basically the same way. At that point, there was a lot of momentum.
Oh, to live on Sugar Mountain with the barkers and the colored balloons. You can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain, though you're thinking that you're leaving there too soon. You're leaving there too soon. It's so noisy at the fair, but all your friends are there. And the candy floss you had, and your mother and your dad. Oh, to live on Sugar Mountain with the barkers and the colored balloons. You can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain, though you're thinking that you're leaving there too soon. You're leaving there too soon. There's a girl just down the aisle, oh, turn and see her smile. You can hear the words she wrote as you read a hidden note. Oh, to live on Sugar Mountain with the barkers and the colored balloons. You can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain, though you're thinking that you're leaving there too soon. You're leaving there too soon. Underneath the stairs, and you're giving back some glares to the people who you met, and it's your first cigarette. Oh, to live on Sugar Mountain with the barkers and the colored balloons. Can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain, though you're thinking that you're leaving there too soon. You're leaving there too soon. Now you say you're leaving home 'cause you want to be alone.
funny how you feel when you're finding out it's real. Oh, to live on Sugar Mountain with the barkers and the colored balloons. You can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain, though you're thinking that you're leaving there too soon. You're leaving there too soon. Oh, to live on Sugar Mountain with the barkers and the colored balloons. You can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain, though you're thinking that you're leaving there too soon.
For years, Sugar Mountain was only available as the B-side to the single Heart of Gold, recorded on a simple home tape recorder in Ann Arbor, Michigan in 1968 at a place called the Canterbury House. I'm Redbeard. I'll be back in the studio after this. This is Redbeard in the studio, thanking my guest Neil Young. This edition is dedicated to the late Ben Keith. In the Studio is written and produced by Redbeard for Bearded Fish Productions, copyright 2012, all rights reserved. Transcription by Jane Carpenter Brunet. Theme song by Andy Timmons. Follow In the Studio on Facebook. And for this and many more interviews and live performances by the biggest names in rock, visit inthestudio.net.